Israeli forces raided the city of Nablus in the West Bank using tear gas and sound grenades, alongside bombing the house of Abdullah al-Kharouf, totally destroying the house. This bombing follows clashes between Palestinians and Israeli forces, which hospitalized 19 Palestinians, two of which were hit with stun grenades. The military, alongside special forces, then raided the town of Ras Al Ain, Khalat Al Ayman, and Khalat Al Amud at 2 a.m., arresting five, including 24-year-old Abdullah Al Kharouf.
The Israeli occupation force broke into Abdullah's house and searched and damaged it alongside attacking all house members.
Israeli forces evacuated the house of Abdullah al-Kharouf before throwing in a bomb, which resulted in a large hole in the roof and structurally damaging the entire house.
They arrested him in a very savage way. They beat his head against the wall and they hit him with a jeep, as well as choking him.
The family are now piecing their lives back together and informed Press TV that the entire house will now have to be demolished.
A message for the whole world. We are the Palestinians. We want to live in peace and freedom. We don't want our children to see what we're seeing. We want our children to see Palestine like the other countries, living in peace. We want that too.
This is the third time that Abdullah al-Kharouf has been placed into administrative detention for resisting the Israeli forces at demonstrations, and the family have still not been informed of the location in which he is being detained. The punitive measures taken by the Israeli army seem brutal and unnecessary, particularly that Abdullah Kharouf was arrested before the house was destroyed. And it seems now the Israeli army would not be held accountable. Nell Burden, Press TV, occupied Nablus.